9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on this Thursday, 11th day of September. And joining me right now from his broadcast location in the depths.
Right down the hall.
Down the hall. Is James Timberlake down the hall. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Well, today we're going to start out, we're going to get this out front right away, and that is today is the 24th anniversary, September 11th, as the collapse of the World Trade Center in New York, destruction of the western portion of the Pentagon, the passenger airliner crash in Shanksville, and the 2,974 people that were killed on September 11th, 2001 attacks.
I think... I bring kind of a unique perspective to this because everything I learned about today, about 9/11, was basically substantially after. Because I would have been 4 years old
right.
when 9/11 had happened.
Right.
So basically everything I've learned and seen had been post,
sure.
I would have been, probably 10 years old or maybe right. even older before I even realized what it actually meant and what it was,
Right.
So I think that's interesting that we have, obviously you, knew, my dad, my mom,
yes.
all know where they were,
oh,
exactly
yes.
when it was,
Very
what was going
so.
On.
Yes.
And so, yeah, everything I've kind of had to hear the encapsulation of that event through the stories of others.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So we remember today And,
of course,
sadness with Charlie Kirk yesterday and the assassination, too, as well. So, wow. Today is Patriot Day today, James.
Mm-hmm.
It is Remember Freedom Day today as well. So we just want to say that we remember
yeah.
today. So it is also, James, I want to start my own business day today.
Sure.
All right. I like it.
Why not?
And it's National Hot Cross Bun Day. Hot Cross Bun.
I have no idea what that is.
I'm not sure what that is either, James. I don't think I've ever had a hot cross bun. Maybe I have.
It looks like it's just a bun with a cross on it.
Okay, there you go. It's a hot cross bun. Yeah.
Pretty easy.
Yes, pretty easy. Tonight, football, James.
Yeah.
Washington takes on the Packers.
Yeah. Okay. It'll be a good game, hopefully.
Yeah. So, new richest person in the world for the moment.
That's changing every other day.
I know. Larry Ellison surpassed Elon Musk because he has Oracle.
Okay. Right, yeah.
So, and he's got, quite a bit of stock in that company, and it jumped up by $101 billion in one morning. Jeez.
What did they do?
The increase brings his fortune to an estimated $393 billion. I don't know. Must have been a... had something going on that day. I believe it was their stock report. They came out with a big, really good stock report, and then that's why it jumped up. If
Oracle's truly awesome quarter stuns Wall Street, setting stock up 36%.
Yeah, jumped up there. So, yeah.
Oracle nearing a $1 trillion valuation.
$1 trillion. Hey, did you hear this yesterday? A rock sample collected by NASA's Perseverance rover on Mars may contain evidence of ancient microbial life preserved for billions of years. This potential biosignature indicates that some textural features on the rock may have biological origins, although it does not serve as a direct evidence of life. NASA said yesterday that this finding is the closest we've come discovering ancient life on Mars. They got to bring that sample back.
Yeah.
When they bring the sample back, they'll have more definitive answer.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I want them to bring it back. can leave that there.
You want to leave it there?
Yeah.
All right.
Who knows what it could be, some sort of super bug, and now we're all going to get sick.
Well, we don't want that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's only been living on Mars for...
billions of
years. Yeah, God knows how long.
Right. This is cool. It was an ancient pipe organ. It believed to be the oldest in the Christian world, was played for the first time in 800 years at a monastery in Jerusalem's old city. Musician David Catalan performed a liturgical chant on the 11th century instrument, whose 222 original bronze pipes were rediscovered in Bethlehem in 1906 and fully restored. The sound was unbelievable.
Cool.
They said. I know, right? Something that hasn't been played for 800 years.
And now Bob's going to recite the sound right now.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a sound recording of it somewhere.
Yeah.
But I don't have that. But yeah. And they're going to reproduce. They're going to create reproductions of those pipes.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
Yeah, and so they can do it for churches all around the world.
Yeah,
that is cool.
Pipe organs are cool.
They
I'm
are
a big pipe
oh,
organ
no,
guy,
right? Which country do you think eats the most chocolate?
United States of America.
That would be incorrect. Switzerland. Yes.
Really?
22 pounds of chocolate per person. Oof.
That's a small country too. That's a lot of chocolate. That's a lot of chocolate
per person.
Yeah,
I have chocolate, but I don't have anywhere near 22 pounds.
That must be like part of their normal diet or something.
You'd have to eat 22 pounds in a year.
Well, and for them to lead the country,
right,
or lead
the world
as a country.
Germany's next, 18 and a half pounds.
Okay.
Ireland is 18 and a third pound, and the UK is fourth with 18 pounds.
A couple of chocolate fiends going on over there, huh?
Yeah. All right. Trivia today: more than one in four Americans say they take this to bed with them every night.
How many?
One in four.
One in four. 25% of Americans say
right.
They take this to bed. Food,
stuffed animal.
Okay. You know, so I was not one of those people that grew up with one that they had with them all the time.
No.
I wasn't one of those people.
No, I wasn't either.
But given the stat, there's at least one person in this, more than one person in this building.
There's more than one person in this building.
Yeah.
That does. All right. The average person buys how many rolls of wrapping for the holiday season? I'm going to guess you buy zero.
Zero. Three is what my guess is.
Correct.
Yeah.
Three rolls of wrapping paper every holiday season.
We just reuse ours because we don't have enough, we don't wrap enough presents to use the whole thing.
Right. Okay. What do you think the number one pet peeve of dads is?
Pet peeve of dads?
Yes. Pet peeve of dads.
Bad lawn care.
No, it's not number one. Leave the lights on.
That adds up.
Yep. Yeah. And 40% of us admit that we have lied to a friend to avoid helping them move.
Oh, I'm one. Me.
You?
Yeah, me.
James.
You're an adult. Hire a moving company. I'm not your mover.
Come on, James.
No.
You wouldn't help me?
No. You're an adult. Hire a moving company.
Oh, James, come on, man.
I'm not your mover.
All right. Okay. James Gunn Swap Shop next hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.